This is a dictation for Vember Collins, VemberCollins. Vember Collins, date of birth is 6/10/1973, date of accident 10/2/2021, date of service 10/12/2024. The patient is here for an evaluation and follow-up visit. He was first time seen on 6/12/2023, and he has reported severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. Currently, the pain is 9, and pain in both the knees is 9, both, and pain in the right shoulder 9 and left elbow is 9. And these are not radiating to the arm or legs, but patient reports that he is ready for a knee replacement surgery for the left knee and also for shoulder surgery. His pains have been debilitating, and the accident has been more than 2 years old. He has had tremendous amount of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, etc. His pain remains at 9. ADLs are affected to be 9. 60% relief is obtained by the patient when he's taking all the medication and physical therapy and heat treatment. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review and additional history of substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149 over 111, pulse is 121, pulse ox is 100. The rest is same as the previous visit, which is 9/13/2023. Dictation number is 1009-006. The plan is that the patient is continuing to see a neurologist, Dr. Nassar, for his TBI and for headaches related issues. The patient is advised to consider having a injection treatment for the left knee, unless a surgery can be done for him, for the issue of meniscus tear as well as cruciate ligament, anterior cruciate ligament tear. Patient has been advised to use the knee brace, ACE bandage, and use a cane. Regarding the right shoulder, patient is advised that he has no damage to the rotator cuff, but there is an AC joint degenerative changes for which an injection can be done under fluoroscopy. MRIs and MRI of the brain are completely normal. In the cervical spine, patient has anterior listhesis of C3, C4, mild disc bulge, uncovertebral joint hypoosteophytes, facet joint arthrosis, and bilateral foramen stenosis. C4, 5, there is a disc narrowing as well as mild disc bulge and facet arthrosis and uncovertebral joint osteophytes. Severe right foramen stenosis. C5 and 6, severe disc space narrowing, mild disc bulge, severe bilateral foramen stenosis. C6, 7, there is a retrolisthesis of C6 and C7, type 1 modic end plate narrow edema, mild disc bulge, superimposed small left paracentral protrusion. C7, T1, there is a mild disc bulge. Patient has been advised that he may benefit from a cervical epidural steroid injection times 2 or 3. In the thoracic spine, there is a bulging disc at T8-9, and for which, again, a local injection can be added if cervical and lumbar have not helped. In the lumbar spine, patient has a small right paracentral disc herniation, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, leading to decrease of AP diameter, facet joint arthrosis, bilateral foramen stenosis. And again, patient will benefit from a series of lumbar epidural steroid injection times 5 to 6. Depending on the response, if no relief, then patient will be subjected to a consultation for a surgery for a possible disc replacement surgery for both cervical and lumbar region. Patient is stable. He has been provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain, 30 tablets once a day, Aleve 50 mg Aleve 50 mg at night for sleep, Wellbutrin 150 mg XR for anxiety and depression relief, Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief, and lidocaine ointment is provided. The patient has been advised about the laser treatment. He has been referred to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cohen for possible surgical consultation for total knee replacement. Physical therapy once a week is ordered for neck, mid back, lower back, and the right shoulder and left knee. But we request a PT evaluation from his therapist. He already has a knee brace and a cane. His labs are reviewed and his MAPS have been reviewed. He's ordered to have a continuous work disability, hospital replacement, transportation, and case management. Please send this information to Sevala as well as to Maya Sternberg for a copy of this report. Thank you so much.